I've informed you how liberals in Austin are praising the work of the House, which is puzzling given that Republicans have a near two-thirds majority in the chamber. Puzzling if you don't understand that the Texas House under Speaker Joe Strauss, as the Austin American Statesman put it, ran the budget through with a coalition of Republicans allied with Strauss and almost every Democrat. Another day, another headline demonstrating that no matter what your local state rep is telling you, the Texas House is pleasing left-wing Democrats. How about this headline in the Austin American Statesman? Local Democrats, so far, legislature hasn't been too harsh on Austin. Despite fears that the conservative legislature this year would be especially vindictive in its treatment of the liberal capital city, State Senator Kirk Watson said Monday that so far Austin has escaped the brunt of legislation that seeks to unravel local laws or practices, the story began. It's just another example in the mainstream, lib-leaning press that Republicans are running the Texas House as Democrat-light. I stress the reports keep coming from non-conservative media because almost every time the issue gets brought up with elected officials who carry the R by their name, they claim that the Strauss-Democrat coalition is a fiction from conservative or far-right groups and opinion makers. It is hard to miss the fact that House Republicans, even our friends, are being less than honest with voters on how conservative the budget they passed is, as well as their other work, when liberal columnists and Austin Democrats are sitting happy at this point in the legislative session. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.